You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Right now, though, we go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show, where we find our pal Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. Give him a follow on the X app at By Mike Jones. What's going on, Jonesy? Good to see you, brother.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Good. Dude, you got the chance to be out there a couple of days watching the Washington Commanders early on here in training camp. What were your initial observations, and how long do you think this offense can be functional without Terry McLaurin?
It's still super early. There's still plenty of time. I think that everybody knows that, you know, this offense can be all right without him, but it's not going to be what they need and want it to be if they don't get him out there. And, look, he tried to do the holdout thing the way that the CBA is structured. Getting fined $50,000 a day is pretty expensive. He decided to come back, and now he's holding in. I almost feel like him being there and not practicing puts even more pressure on the situation because you're seeing him, and it's like, all right, guys, when are you going to get him done? So hopefully they get something done soon, the way he's able to get out there and they get the work in, because once this offense, they have him, they have Debo, and we'll see who emerges as that number three guy, and then, you know, your run game, Jaden Daniels. This offense can be pretty electric, I believe. But, again, you need Terry McLaurin for it to reach its full potential.
Yeah, that is the key. Based off of people that you've talked to, Mike, what do you think is the holdup here? Is it more of the average annual salary? Is it the guaranteed money? Or is it the length of the deal here?
I think that it's the average salary from what I can gather. And, look, only a few people really know, but it's believed that it's that. You know, obviously, he would love to be paid like, you know, one of the top wide receivers, top two or three receivers in the game. He's highly productive. I think since he's been in the league, lead the league in contested catches. He's had five straight 1,000-yard seasons. But, you know, when I talk to people, a lot of people think that he's in that 7 to 12 range as far as, like, you know, he's not a top five wide receiver. I think somewhere in that 7 to 12 range. And so it's going to be a challenge for him to command the type of money in that $30 million or more range. I think he winds up falling in around 27, 28, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting situation. Both sides pretty dug in right now in terms of what they're asking for. McLaurin, I think you hit it right on the head, Jonesy. Like, clearly not a top five guy, but there's an argument to be made he could fall anywhere from that 7th best wide receiver to even the 15th best wide receiver in the NFL. But bottom line is, they need him to have success. I'm going to make a statement to you, Mike, and you tell me if you agree or not. I think the gap between Philadelphia and Washington is greater than the gap between Washington and Dallas here in the division. What do you think to that?
I agree with that. I think so. I mean, look, I don't know if Brian Schottenheimer is going to be a good head coach or
He's
not.
He's all vibes right now, Mike.
Right. Right. You know, we will see, but they definitely have pieces they should have, and part of the reason why Mike McCarthy got fired is because they're, you know, repeated underachieving. I do think that a healthy Dallas and Washington would probably be duking it out for that number two spot in the division behind Philadelphia.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, I certainly agree. Love the offseason that the Cowboys had. Really good reviews coming out of camp about Donovan Azaraku, the edge rusher from Boston College. When Micah Parsons gets back on the football field, you add him to that and Sam Williams and Dante Fowler. They've got a pretty formidable pass rush out in Big D, and that's the thing that really gets me excited about their defense. Switching gears from the NFC East to the AFC East. Mike, the Commander is going to go up to Foxborough next week in joint practice with the Patriots. Hearing a lot of good things coming out of their camp. I'm a big believer in Mike Vrabel. Drake May's the real deal. Putting him with a real offensive coordinator and Josh McDaniels to lead to them being better. Do you think they can compete for a wild card spot next year in the AFC?
I don't know. Look, they will be significantly improved just the way that they go about business. Right. But They're still a ways behind. They still have a number of holes that they need to plug on that roster. It's pretty talent deficient. They focused on the defense primarily this year. They did get Stephon Diggs for Drake May, but they still have little ways to go. So you know, when you think about the teams that are probably going to get wild cards, you're thinking about Denver and the Chargers and maybe the Dolphins if they can stay healthy, you know. And then, okay, are the Jaguars in there? Is it the Bengals? So there's a number of teams that there's still a gap between them and the Patriots. So, again, yeah. I think we'll see improvement, but it might be, another season before we see them really contending for the playoffs.
It speaks to how loaded the AFC is, and a lot of folks are starting to feel like maybe that pendulum is swinging a little bit in favor of the NFC. But when you lay out, you know, who New England's got to duke it out with for the wild card spot, it definitely speaks to that. Joined right now by national NFL writer for The Athletic, our guy Mike Jones. Give him a follow on the X app at By Mike Jones. You just mentioned the Cincinnati Bengals. They're a team to me, you know, Mike, that's super interesting. They part ways with their defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo. Is this going to be a team that you think can genuinely challenge a Kansas City or a Buffalo atop the conference, or do you think there's a gap between Cincy and that top tier of AFC teams?
Well, I mean, they got to be able to contend with Baltimore first,
right,
you know, in their
right.
division, you know, which is tough. But look, they've got the quarterback for it. They have the offensive weapons for it. The big question is, can they stop anybody? And so that's why they made the change of defensive coordinator. It's why they need to get Trey Henderson taken care of. It's why they also drafted a pass rusher. So they have, you know, some work to do. They have the pieces. If they can get them all lined up in a row, then, yeah, then, you know, I think it will come down to them in Baltimore for that AFC North title. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. But unless that defense is any better,
yeah,
there's just going to be a whole lot of pressure on Joe Burrow to, you know, light it up for 40 points a game, and that's hard to do in this league.
Yes, it is. A non-on-field item for you real quick, Mike. Did you happen to catch the Seth Wickersham report that came out last week about the NFLPA and the NFL coming to terms on an agreement to punish players that were selling their Super Bowl tickets? What was, you know, the thoughts of folks that you talked to around the league on that story?
You know, they are very strict about that. They don't want people making money off of it. But look, it's like, to me, it's like, look, this is you're allotted these tickets, and you should be able to do what you want with them.
They're yours.
You know, they're yours. So you're going to tell me what I can do and can't do with my car if I want to sell it?
Right.
You know, but again, it is the NFL. It's not surprising. It's all about control. And again, they don't want people, you know, profiting more on top of what they already could profit.
I want to switch gears to the NFC South here real quick. It felt like, you know, down the stretch, the discussion and dialogue was that Bryce Young was significantly better once he got back in after being benched for Andy Dalton. The numbers don't blow you away, but there are a couple of performances that stand out. At season's end, do you think Carolina is in the quarterback market, Mike?
I don't know. So hard to say whether they will be. I hope for their sake that they're not. You know, he showed some flashes down the stretch of the season that seemed like he's starting to get it. You had a first-year head coach, and, you know, he's learning a new system, Bryce Young was. Now that they're back together for a second year, now we'll see what those strides are going to be. So that way we know whether or not he can take that step forward and mature and be the answer for them. You know, he's an undersized guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a challenge there. But we've seen some guys that aren't very big, and if they have creative, you know, offensive-minded head coaches that can mask that, and if they have a quality offensive line, strong run game, then they can get the job done. But, again, that's a lot of ifs. So we'll see. But if we are taking the late season stretch from him, mm-hmm. I think that there's reason to be optimistic. I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler, but it looked like he was starting to figure things out.
Mike, the last two seasons, Jaden Daniels has come in and, you know, transformed the Washington franchise. C.J. Stroud went into Houston, transformed the Texans. What type of chance do you give Cam Ward of doing that down in Tennessee?
I mean, when I look at that roster,
yeah,
they're not there yet. They had a really good defense in Houston that C.J. Stroud was able to lean on, and you know they had some you know talent at wide receiver. Although they've had some injuries last year, Washington, you know they had you know Jaden Daniels really elevated everybody, but when you look at the pieces that Cam Ward has to work with in Nashville,
yeah,
it's limited, and it's going to take a little while for them to get things. You know, you got a second year head coach, but you got a first year GM. You're revamping things. And so I don't know that we're going to see him, you know, be electrifying and turn that franchise around in year one. It's tough when you're the first pick of the draft. A lot of times because you're going to a team that's not very good. We'll see.
Mike, we'll let you go on this, my friend. Two quick hitters out of the door here. San Francisco gutted their roster this offseason, Mike, to be able to compensate Brock Purdy and make him one of the league's highest-paid signal callers. How do you see 2025 playing out for that group, and you know how confident are you that he'll be able to live up to that contract?
Kyle Shanahan is very good at what he does. Yeah. He knows how to position and get the most out of his players. A lot of those pieces that they lost were on defense. They've got Robert Saleh back as their defensive coordinator, and he's also a very good mind and communicator. So we'll see. I don't have the 49ers winning their division. I think that this is a little bit of a growing pains year. Mm-hmm. A lot of pressure on Brock Purdy. But, you know, if there's somebody who can maximize a quarterback's ability and mask deficiencies, it's Kyle Shanahan. They just, you know, might wind up having to contend for a wild card rather than division.
Then I'll let you go on this, my friend. Each and every year there's this team that kind of comes out of the blue. Last year felt like it was Washington. The year prior it was Houston. Is there any team that's kind of flying under the radar right now, Mike, that you think will end up being, you know, a potential power player come December and January?
I'm really curious, and I'm going to be over there on Sunday. I'm really curious about Jacksonville and their prospects. look, they've got a quality quarterback. Mm-hmm. He just needs direction. They've got offensive weapons, fascinating piece in Travis Henry. They have Travis Hunter. They have, you know, pieces on defense. So they, to me, underachieved under Doug Peterson. It felt like Doug Peterson got his Super Bowl in Philly, and then he got complacent.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't. You know, they didn't, you know, contend again in Philly under him, and then he came there, and it was easy to turn things around from Urban Meyer dysfunction. But they really just kind of stayed the same his next 2 years. And so I think you have a new energy, young head coach, young offensive coordinator, young defense coordinator, young general manager. There's the energy. These guys are coming out aiming to be aggressive. I think that Jacksonville could, you know, bounce back and be in the mix for the playoffs this year.
Mike, we appreciate you making some time for us as always, man. We'll talk to you during the season, brother.
All right. Thanks, man. I'll see you.
That is Mike Jones of The Athletic. Give him a follow on the X app at By Mike Jones, one of the absolute best, talking all things NFL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.